I think I'm okay with that.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. The other half of the Tim and Clayton duo, Clayton Margeson.
All right, cool. All right, cool. This is not a story about me getting molested when I was 14, but it's gonna sound like it at times. So, where to begin? No, I was friends with this dude who was super religious. I'll say real names because there's no fucking way he still tries to keep in contact with me. His name's James Cornegie, and we played like football together. He was a cool guy. And in eighth grade, so I think 13, 14, somewhere in there, he was like, hey, come and see a movie with me and my two female cousins. And I don't remember what the movie was. I think maybe one of the Mission Impossible movies. I don't know. And he was like, come see this movie, and then, like, you can come over to my house afterwards. And I was about to go to the beach. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, which is a couple hours away from the beach. So we were like, my family's going to go to the beach the next morning. And I was like, cool, just pick me up from James's house. And for some reason, they were like, that's fine. Even though, in all honesty, I'm like, logistically, like, why the fuck would you agree to that? It's just like, oh, yeah, like, I'll just go stay with this friend. And then you go out of your fucking way to pick me up. I don't know why my parents love me so much, but they do. So I am over, hanging out with James and his cousins at this movie. And his older cousin, who's like 17, 18 years old at the time, was really into me. I do not know why. And this girl was fucking weird. And, like, I'm, like, big-time nerd. I, like, was watching a lot of Gundam Wing was really big at the time. But I did not think I'd meet a girl whose actual biggest crush in the world is, like, Lieutenant Zex from Gundam Wing. A fucking cartoon character. Like, this was real. And she was, like, really into it. Like, told me stories about, like, masturbating to him. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, even in my 14-year-old brain, I'm like, that's pretty fucking weird. And she said, she also was, like, bragging about how she could do all the voices from Pokemon and stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool. You're a lot older than me, like, it feels like. But you're really, like, way more into anything than I was. So I was like, okay, cool. Awesome that you're so into this stuff, but I feel actually a little, like, out-nerded by you. So she was, like, really talking to me a lot, but I didn't really pick up on the signals because I was 14 years old and, believe it or not, not great with women. And so when we went over to James's house to play some Mario Kart, and we were in James's room, and me and James were sitting on the floor, and Sarah and Mary, his two cousins, were sitting behind us, kind of like laying on the bed or whatever. No, like, lesbian stuff or anything, but, like, they were hanging out. So again, the story is about sex, you guys. Just so we know, but I do not get molested in this story. Just so we're clear. So we're like playing, me and James are playing Mario Kart, and they would like, Mary would play sometimes, Sarah wasn't into it, because I guess she was gearing herself up for what happened next. I'm in the middle of playing Mario Kart on the 64, and I just feel this weird wet thing behind my left ear. And I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, Sarah is just licking the back of my ear incessantly. Like, does not stop. And, like, you'd think after, like, 2 seconds and being like, you know what? This kid, this child is not into this. You'd probably quit it. But instead she just kept doing it. And I was like, not really like sure what to do. So, because I could have turned to James and been like, hey man, your cousin's licking my ear right now. Do you want to handle this? Like, you know, but didn't occur to me. And so I was like, I don't want to embarrass her. And I'm certainly like super weirded out. And her sister Mary figures out what's going on. She also feels really awkward and doesn't say anything. So now there's three of us who know what's going on. And James has no idea. And we're all, and I'm just like trying to play Mario Kart, like just eyes forward, buddy. Just pretend nothing's happening. And then she actually, oh, this is the fucking, this still skeezes me out big time. She whispers into my ear. She's like, tonight, while Jimmy is sleeping. And then, like, sticks her fucking tongue into my ear canal, and I'm just like, okay, what the fuck do I do now? Like, I had no idea, and it's like, okay, so now I've been threatened, more or less, with like, like a sexual act. And I didn't want it. And, like, I mean, I kind of did. Like, I don't know. Like, you're 14, you're a virgin, you're like, well, I mean, well, we could try to play ball. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But common sense kind of overrode that with, like, nah, this is too weird. She loves lieutenant sex. So, like, eventually her and her sister leave so that Jimmy and I can go to sleep. I said, Jimmy, James is the same. Jimmy is another name for James. So I say, James, I'm like, dude, like, lock your door. And, like, big time, I've got a weird thing to tell you. And I tell him about how his cousin was licking my ear. And he's like, oh, that's weird. As if it's, like, not that weird. It's like, oh. Odd behavior. And I'm like, well, fuck yeah, what are we gonna do? And he's like, I don't know, just go to sleep. And I'm like, which in hindsight is all we could do. So we go to sleep, and I don't actually sleep. I lay awake all night trying to figure out a couple things. I'm like, one, do I try to have sex with this girl? Because in all honesty, it did enter into my mind a couple times. I'm like, dude, you could have sex. You could have sex. And it's like, yeah, but like, what cost, you know? So I decide, I'm like, I just got to get out of here. It's too weird. So I decide I'm going to, like, get up at, like, 5 a.m. My parents are coming anyway early, so I'm just going to call them and be like, you got to pick me up as soon as possible. So I do that. I wake up. I, like, have slept in my clothes. I just, like, slept. I'm totally awake all night, lying on my back, like, so in case someone comes in, they can't. Was she going to, like, sodomize me? I don't know. But, like, I'm on my back, like, alert, you know? And, like, I wake up, immediately call my parents, and I'm like, hey, come pick me up right away. I go. I open the door. Now it is, like, 5 a.m., and she is standing there. No. She is standing outside of the door, and I don't realize it, so I actually walk into her. Because I'm like, ah! And, like, so her wake-up time was in, like, the 4:30 range, because she has put on new makeup. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I run physically into her, which, you know, smooth. And she is like, here we go, I guess, and just, like, locks her mouth around mine in the most, like, aggressive makeout session and one-sided makeout session I've been part of. And then, again, it's like, dude, you could be having sex. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like 5 a.m. in my buddy's house, and my parents are on the way to take me to the beach also. Potential, like, you know, illegal thing happening. So I sort of, like, disengage, and I'm like, hey, all right, well, see ya. And she was like, am I ever going to see you again? And I was like, there is such a low chance of that ever happening. But what I say is like, sure, yeah, that'd be cool. And I take off. And then the funniest thing is, as I'm leaving, I see her sister, like, waking up because I guess there was some noise or whatever. And her sister, like, walks out and she sees me and she goes, like, I am so sorry about her. And I fucking, I think my response was like, yeah, it's cool. And then she goes, like, do you ever, like, want to hang out sometime? And I was like, and two things went through my head. One was like, what? Like, no way this is actually happening. And two was like, oh, fuck yeah, right? Like, fuck yeah. So I dated her for a week, and it was weird. All right. That's it. Thank you.
New episode of Talking Game with Tim and Clayton every Tuesday on iTunes. You have a big old back.